You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. I read, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men." Brethren, the Lord said, "I should remind you." And that is exactly what I'm doing. It says, remind them. What am I to remind you? Number one, to be subject to rulers and authorities. It is the counsel of God that we are subject to authority. So if you are driving on the road and you are stopped, did you know that you should stop? If you are to drive and it is required that you should drive with a driving license, do you know you should not drive without a driving license? Did you know you should not drive without a vehicle license? We must be subject to rulers and authority. It is an injunction from the Lord. Somebody says, "Oh, what if they ask us to do something stupid?" I can assure you that on a large scale, what is required by government are, first of all, basic civic responsibilities of doing what is right. It is still a human government. It's not a divine government. But God in His wisdom has called upon us as God's children that we must be subject to authority. It means that as a Christian, you must actually be a good citizen. You must not be getting tickets. You should learn to park in the right place. Now, the next thing He says, to obey and to be ready for every good work. To obey and to be ready for every good work. So, being ready for every good work implies that it is not when you plan to do something. It is your everyday life. Situation can just present itself, but you are there taking advantage of that situation to show our Lord Jesus Christ, to show the love of God, to show the kindness of God, to show the grace of God. This should not necessarily be pre-planned. It should be something that happens spontaneously in your life. He also says that to speak evil of no one. This is an instruction in the Bible that we must speak evil of no one. No one means enemy, government, friend, foe, anybody. He says we should not speak evil. We should not deliberately malign people with words, destroy people with words. That does not mean that we do not talk about people, but that we do not use our word to destroy people deliberately, to speak things that we cannot verify, we don't know, and or deliberately to speak falsehood towards people. He says that you should be peaceable. You should not be a person that is looking for trouble. You know, sometimes I wonder why people look for trouble. Instead of you to be in your house by 5, 6 p.m. normally, you will find something unnecessary to do outside by 10 p.m., by 11 p.m. And then you are walking in the dark. There are so many possibilities at night that can come against you. Or you are somebody that you just enjoy fighting with people. You just enjoy creating issues. The Bible says you must be peaceable. Some of you are keeping malice. Some of you don't know how to greet somebody because you have problem with that person. The Bible says be at peace. What are you going to gain? Being a troublemaker. He says be gentle. Be gentle. Don't be harsh. Don't be rash. When you speak with gentility. He says showing all humility to all men. That means don't be selective. Sometimes when you know some people who are highly placed, you respect them, you honor them. But when you see people that they have no consequence to you in your own thinking, then you feel that you can dishonor them and talk to them. The same you will now honor people that maybe you can benefit things from them. The Bible says we must treat all men equal, which means that you must show humility towards all men. May God give you grace. May God give you knowledge in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.